Australian companies are expected to be among the bidders for new oil leases in the Alaskan Arctic that are being fast-tracked by the Trump administration. The plans split Alaska's indigenous tribes and dismayed conservationists because it involves drilling for oil in the pristine Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports from Alaska.
It's said to be America's last great wilderness. The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, almost 20 million acres spanning the majestic Brooks Range, the highest mountains in the Arctic, and the vast coastal plain on Alaska's North Slope. Retired biologist and conservationist Fran Maurer spent decades working here.
It'd be a colossal disaster
if we lose this precious place. If we degrade what's here the way it is now, it's a great loss to all of mankind.
The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge has been protected in various forms since the 1950s, but its 1.57 million-acre coastal plain sits next door to America's most productive oil field. And as that runs low amid increasing US demand for crude oil, the Trump administration plans to sell exploration leases within the protected area.
One of the great potential fields anywhere in the world.
Australian companies are expected to be among the bidders for drilling rights, which could be sold off before the end of this year.
The rush is to sell leases before there's another election. It's as simple as that.
Near the tiny Arctic village populated by the Gwich'in tribe, Gerald John is hunting caribou.
We hand it out, you know, we cut it up into pieces and make sure that, you know, everybody gets a good meal.
Yeah, I'll bring it to my grandma.
Oh yeah, take it home.
The Gwich'in rely on caribou for their subsistence existence. Village elder Sarah James has spent much of her life as a tribal advocate.
It's always been my way of life, protect the caribou.
She's concerned the porcupine caribou calving grounds will be affected by the drilling.
Like when I was going to have my baby boy, I wanted a place where it's quiet, clean, private, and every life needs that.
But far to the north, near the coastal plain, the Inupiat people are backing the Trump administration's plan. If drilling goes ahead, they stand to gain a windfall in tax revenue from the oil companies. Inupiat woman Marie Rexford.
When I first heard about it, I didn't like it at all. But after listening to the elders, I saw the opportunities, what it can do for our young kids.
The Democrat-held House has voted against the plan, but the Trump administration is still pushing ahead. It appears that only court action will stop it. This is Zoe Daniel reporting from Alaska for AM.
And you can watch Zoe's story on Foreign Correspondent 8 o'clock tonight on ABC TV or on iView.